Welcome back to Mortgagenomics Canada. I'm your host, Marco Gello. I'm a duly licensed mortgage broker in British Columbia and Alberta, born and raised in Calgary, currently living in North Vancouver. If you're from either of these provinces and require any mortgage-related services, please do not hesitate to contact me. Call or text me right now at 604-800-9593, 604-800-9593. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. Today, I'm going to talk about Vancouver, Calgary, and the most up-to-date news about mortgage rates. And also going to touch on real estate-driven policies unique to each city. Let's begin. It's that time of year again. The real estate spring market is upon us. It's been a crazy year in Canada's real estate market, and that's why I'm zoning in on just two cities in this episode, Calgary and Vancouver. And you're probably wondering, why just Calgary and Vancouver all the time? The answer is simple and purely from a selfish standpoint. I spend most of my life in Calgary, up until about 13 years ago when I expanded my business to British Columbia, where I now live in North Vancouver. And that's it. I've never really detached from the Calgary market and still do anywhere from 40 to 60% of my business there. Not just Calgary, but generally Alberta, mostly Calgary, but of course Edmonton as well. So I'm constantly aware of and comparing the two markets, Calgary and Vancouver. And I don't stop with real estate. I basically compare everything. Politics, infrastructure, demographics, downtowns, hockey teams, you name it. Drives my wife crazy. If you're contemplating moving from one city to the other, feel free to give me a call. I'm always up for a Calgary-Vancouver chat. Okay, so let's move on here and start talking about real estate markets and zone in on your particular market. Is it cold, hot, or lukewarm? The answer to this question will vary across cities in Canada, and there will be further variants within the cities spanning their regions and communities within. It is critical to align yourself with an experienced realtor who specializes in your area. Market conditions have been deceiving and complex in the past few years, and many broad-based real estate economists have been literally eating their words when it comes to predictions. Stay light on your feet and be equipped with a reliable source of intel. If you need a reference in your area, let me know, and I will likely have an established contact in your neighborhood that I can introduce to you. But in the meantime, as I just explained, my personal affiliation with Calgary and Vancouver, here are some stats on these particular markets. Let's begin with Vancouver, and these are stats as of March 2024, the most recent. The average price of a home in Vancouver, Greater Vancouver, was $1.318 million, up 4.1% annually. And this isn't far off the benchmark of $1.196 million. This current benchmark price, by the way, is 29% higher since 2020. That's outrageous. 29% higher since 2020, but 5.2% lower than the all-time high of $1.262 million. So basically, Vancouver is pretty much, you know, at or near an all-time high, even though it's been a sluggish market and borrowing costs remain stubbornly high. Still, it's like insane. The ongoing lack of supply and steady population growth will keep prices at or near these current levels. Unlike Calgary, Vancouver doesn't build new communities. It simply recycles older properties and rebuilds them into luxurious $2.3 million starter homes. Look, and I'm being serious here. I wish I was joking. You might find a bargain here or there, but those are the ridiculous price points you're seeing for these brand new recycled properties. Vancouver's formula, clearly, for affordability lacks some serious variables, and the main one being land. Plain and simple, no land. Although there is a new province-wide blanket zoning policy coming into effect in the next couple of years, don't expect any meaningful market corrections. Supply will obviously increase, but not to a degree that it will seriously move the needle on affordability. With that being said, the key to success in a market like Vancouver is to stay light on your feet and align yourself with experts in their field who will keep you informed with high quality information. And I mean particularly like an experienced real estate agent and a mortgage broker. So here are some other points also worth noting about Vancouver and just generally the province of BC. The province of BC incorporates a property transfer tax that is due upon completion of your real estate purchase. Effective April 1st, 2024, the ceiling exemption for first-time home buyers has been raised above $500,000. So essentially, the first-time home buyers will now be able to qualify for a partial property transfer tax exemption on homes up to $835,000, with the maximum rebate being $8,000. Previously, the exemption ceiling was at $525,000. So to get precise numbers on this, go to the episode notes of this podcast and look for the link to my award-winning, by the way, mortgage mobile app, and look for the property transfer tax calculator within it to see how much you would pay on your property purchase in your area. Another thing worth noting for Vancouver, if you are a temporary resident or work permit holder, be aware of the 20% foreign buyer tax and the Prohibition on the Purchase of Residential Property by Non-Canadians Act still in force. Also, go to the episode notes and click on the link. There'll be a link in there. Actually, there'll be a link to the blog version of this podcast episode, and then go in there and you'll be redirected to a previous blog post that I did on these two regulations. Let's move on to Calgary now. Also, as of March 2024, statistics, it seems everyone these days is pondering whether to move to Calgary or not, and Edmonton too, big time, both cities. And from the most recent real estate data, people from Ontario and BC are indeed embarking on the trek to Canada's crown jewel of affordability. Sales in Calgary ripped higher by like 9.5, almost 10% since last year, and the benchmark price rose by 10.9% to $597,000 for an average priced home, not a 700 square foot condo home. Even if you suffer from FOMO, you know, the whole fear of missing out that's been plagued in our real estate market, there is still plenty of affordable upside to go from 597,000. If you think you have missed out after hearing that many are moving to Calgary, you're not. And I'm mainly speaking, when I say you're not, to Ontario and British Columbia, where the move to Calgary is still a massive price point relief. For example, a two-bedroom condo in Vancouver or a three-bedroom home with an attached double garage and large yard in Calgary. Take your pick. You can have either for $700,000. Actually, you can likely purchase the three bedroom in Calgary for a bit less. What's not to love about Calgary? The youngest working demographic in Canada, the most sunniest days of any city in Canada. And it's got a bunch of other cool things, forward-looking things and thinking. The Chinook, this spontaneous anti-winter event called the Chinook. Incredible. Like temperatures change like 20 degrees within a span of a few hours. Calgary is spread out and seemingly it's like always building new communities. So very well-designed city and scalable for increasing population and development. They recently built this thing called the Ring Road and it circles the entire city and it's just it's smart. And when you have land and you don't have any obstructions like an ocean, a mountain, or the US border, you can do these crazy things. Also worth noting, the province excuse me, of Alberta does not incorporate a property transfer tax. And this is huge savings when you purchase a home, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. And one more PowerPoint here in Alberta's favor, the Alberta advantage, is that the foreign buyer tax does not apply in Alberta. Okay, but the other one does, the big stupid prohibition on the Purchase of Residential Property by Non-Canadians Act, that does. Okay, so again, go to that link in my website on these in these notes, be redirected to my blog, and you can learn way more about that stuff. It's too much to talk about in this episode. Okay, that's my bit on the real estate news in Calgary and Vancouver. Let's now get to the nitty-gritty mortgage intel. Hey there. Just wanted to break away from the episode to give you a little background about my brokerage and give you an idea of the team behind me that helps get your mortgage completed without a hitch and on time. The brokerage is called Home Financing Solutions, and it's a franchise of the Mortgage Center, which, by the way, is the pioneer of mortgage brokerages in Canada, established back in 1989. Back then, things were a little different. It used to take weeks to fund a mortgage, and the application process was grueling and labor-intensive. But that was then, and this is now. The process of getting approved and into your home or prompt access to your equity is seamless and swift. Absolutely every step of our process features the latest technology to collect, gather, adjudicate, and safely store your information. The end result is speed, service, and quality solutions. But we also recognize that technology is only as good as the human that is operating it. So not only will you experience the best that technology has to offer, you can also expect personalized follow-ups from Kelly and Justin, who are valuable members of my team. The three of us love what we do and continuously look forward to taking your calls and helping you accomplish your real estate goals. Call or text me at 604-800-9593. 604-800-9593. Or look me up at homefinancingsolutions.ca. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. And now, back to the episode. Variable rate mortgages are currently priced as high as 1.5% higher than fixed rates. And this spread isn't expected to diminish until June or July, which leads to my next point. I'm not buying the higher for longer argument. I think prime rate will definitely begin its descent in June and will carry on throughout the rest of the year. But with that being said, I guess higher for longer does kind of creep in because it is still elevated, the interest rate. So if I were the Bank of Canada, I too would not let up that I'm reducing rates until the actual day of the announcement. And if you haven't noticed, since this whole rate hike fiasco began during COVID, consumer sentiment has been driven by the post-announcement messaging of the Bank of Canada governor rather than the actual scheduled announcement itself. The post-announcement press conference is critical because it shapes and influences the behavior of Canadians leading up to the next scheduled announcement, which is typically a two-month time frame in between them. So you can bet that the hawkish messaging will persist. The Bank of Canada will continue to avoid any overly optimistic post-announcement press conference. Like they're not going to say, hey, lower rates ahead. You know, they're not going to do that for fear that any progress it's made in the preceding months with inflation doesn't suddenly reverse. This most recent announcement on April 10th, just a couple of days ago, has served its purpose. The Bank of Canada has left the overnight rate changed, avoiding any sort of unwelcome momentum into the spring housing market. However, in the post-announcement press conference, Governor Macklem hinted at what's ahead, which has led many economists and policymakers to believe that a 25 basis point rate cut is in the works for the next announcement in June. He said, we are seeing what we need to see, but we need to see it for longer to be confident that progress toward price stability will be sustained. So you can read between the lines there. Basically, he curtailed any positivity ahead of the spring market by announcing no changes in the overnight rate. But for the fewer masses that were listening to the post-announcement presser, he basically said, hang in there, rate cuts are coming. Not long ago, home buyers were forced into variable rate mortgages as they were the best bang for your buck from a qualification standpoint. However, today, it is the opposite. The default is to qualify using a fixed rate mortgage for the simple reason that you qualify for more. Variable rates right now are currently hovering around 6.2 to 6.4%, while fixed rates are currently available as low as 4.89%. So what is the end game with interest rates? I think for fixed rates, the fixed rates are setting the new bar as they have slid back into the high fours. So for the foreseeable future, I think fixed rates are going to stabilize in this range until the spread with variable rates diminish, you know, more significantly. With that being said, due to the complex nature of interest rate pricing, there are still plenty of rates in the low to mid fives as well. To be eligible for special discounted rates, your mortgage needs to be either large, you know, over $500,000, or insured, meaning that it's a down payment of less than 20%. And also the time frame factors in as well. So if you've got a quicker closing, you know, up to 30 to 45 days, a lender may favor a deeper discount with you. So, you know, on this topic, call or text me anytime to discuss rates, as they do differ depending on various conditions. You can get me anytime. 604-800-9593. All right, that's all I got for today. Call or text me anytime if you have any mortgage questions at all, especially if you're in British Columbia or Alberta, as I am licensed to service these specific provinces, and especially if you're from Vancouver or Calgary, as I am very familiar with these markets. And of course, I welcome calls and emails from all over Canada and the entire world for those that are in the process of or have recently relocated or immigrated to Canada from elsewhere, or for those Canadians who are in the process of moving from one province to another, as I specialize in interprovincial relocations and new to Canada mortgage applications. And of course, I do every other mortgage qualification scenario you could possibly imagine. Call or text me at 604-800-9593, or you can get me on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, or just go ahead and link up to my website, homefinancingsolutions.ca, where you'll find my complete How Do I Qualify catalog, complete with virtually every qualification guideline relevant to the Canadian mortgage landscape. And one more thing, I recently added to the episode notes a link to my download, my award-winning mortgage app. This thing is amazing. It comes equipped with tons of calculators, market interest rates, and every other thing you can imagine. It even enables you to do a snap pre-qualification on yourself. You got to check it out. Look for it in my episode notes and give it a try. Thank you again for tuning into Mortgagenomics Canada. Stay well, everyone. Talk again soon.